out there, everyone in podcast land, and welcome back to the Front Row Podcast right here on NPR Illinois, the podcast for people who actually like movies, TV, and everything. And another MonsterCast episode here in October for the Front Row Network. I'm Jeremy Gechner. Of course, if you've been listening to us, you've heard me only a million times this week, this month, rather. And I'm here with a brief little episode of Full Disclosure here to bring you a mini review of the first two episodes of the new Amazon supernatural comedy series, Truth Seekers. This one is from the brains of the super comedy team of Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. It's obviously got a big British bent to it, but I was able to see the first two episodes in advance from Amazon, and I just wanted to get this episode out to you guys just to give you my brief impressions of the first two episodes and what this show is kind of saying to me here. But this one, it actually does star Nick Frost. Simon Pegg is in this as well. He's kind of more of like a cameo appearance type thing in most of the episodes, or I'm thinking most of the episodes. He's listed as 7 of the 8, but definitely in the first two, he's only in a couple of scenes. But it's always really great to see Simon Pegg. But this one stars Nick Frost as Gus Roberts. Now, he is a technician for a company called Smile, which seems to be a tech company of some kind. It kind of, I mean, the logo definitely looks like Amazon, and considering it's an Amazon show, I'm sure they had something to do with that. But he is like the best of the best when it comes to this technician. So it's like a cable, Wi-Fi, it's kind of general electronic signal company of some sort. And he is just the best technician that they've got. Now, also in his spare time, he is a paranormal investigator, an amateur paranormal investigator who has his own YouTube show called The Truth Seeker. And so, when we first meet him in the first episode, he's like building like gizmos and stuff that we get the sense that they're probably ghost hunting tools and stuff. His father is played by the legendary Malcolm McDowell, and he's really funny in these first couple of episodes. You get the sense he's just kind of like this old codgery father guy, but he's still got a pretty good sense of humor as well. And so the big crux of the action here is that Simon Pegg's character is Gus's boss. He's his name is Dave, and he tells Gus, I need you to take this trainee out with you and teach him what you do. I've got to make more Gus's because I can't just rely on you. And there's like kind of a really good like little insulting thing that Gus says in the room, and then like the camera pans over and Dave's like, Elton, I really should have asked you to wait out in the hallway as Gus is there insulting him. A really fun joke. But this kid is Elton, and his last name, yes, is John. So this is Elton John. He is played by Samson Kao, and he is really funny. So yeah, he's just kind of doesn't know a ton of what he's doing, but he's kind of eager to learn, kind of like that green new guy there. He has a sister that is a agoraphobe at home. And so that's also, I'm really looking forward to see what they're going to do with that, because she's really into cosplay and she's got like a makeup tutorial YouTube channel. But basically, this all comes down to Gus is trying to train Elton on how to become there, quite reluctantly trying to become a good technician for Smile. But as in the course of one of their duties, they go to this old manor that happens to be, some weird things going on there. And they discover some strange occurrences in the first episode, and having to do with an old veterinarian and maybe some really weird kind of trying to eclipse the soul into other things of living things into other things experiments. All the while they're filming these things for Gus's show. In the second episode, they actually find their way to a hotel that, was used as a kind of a spy hub in World War II. And there's some more really weird shenanigans happening there that they have to go investigate. All the while, there's also a young girl played by Emma Darcy. Her name is Astrid. And when we first meet her, she's actually the thing that opens the entire show. And she is kind of plagued by this visions of her mother in a house that is aflame, even though she's not doing anything, and she wakes up in this hospital that looks pretty abandoned, and she continually keeps seeing all these ghosts, not just of like a burnt figure that we assume is her mother, but a ton of other really terrifying creatures, and they're just kind of chasing her down, and she tries to find some refuge. At the end of episode one, she finds refuge in Gus's van, and she actually kind of hitches a ride back to his house and hides out in there with Gus's dad without his dad even knowing noticing her. But that is also the end of episode two, is she keeps seeing these visions of these ghosts. So it doesn't even matter where she is seeing them. And at the end of episode two, you know, she finally kind of runs out in front of Gus and Elton as they're coming back from a day of work and says, you know, help me. You know, I think I'm being haunted by ghosts here. So, you get the sense, and especially from the artwork and some of the other promotional materials, that these three are going to kind of start investigating things together, or kind of trying to figure out the mystery of why Astrid's being haunted by all these visions of spirits together. Elton is actually just a very kind of scared, skittish guy. We get kind of a sense that he's not being truthful about his life. You know, he tells Gus he's from one part of England, and then when somebody else asks later in episode two, he says a different kind of place. So maybe there's some weird shenanigans happening there. We also know that he quits jobs quite regularly from a conversation with his sister. So I'm also very interested to see that. You know, the show isn't, you know, it's not like making me roll out of my chair funny, but it is very, very clever in the way that you would expect British comedy to be pretty clever. And of course, it's written by Frost and Pegg. So you know that even if the individual episodes, you know, in episode one or two aren't exactly what you thought it would be, I have a lot of confidence this is going to build up into something here, because I don't quite trust this Dave character. I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't quite trust Simon Pegg. I think there might be something weird here. I hope I'm wrong, because I love Simon Pegg. I just love him. But you know, the comedy is there. It's very much in that, you know, Shaun of the Dead, Edgar Wright, Coronado trilogy style that of course Pegg and Frost are so good and made their bones on. Anxious to see what they do with Malcolm McDowell, because he's just so legendary and so great, like, and he's great in everything he does. I'm hoping that they use him pretty well here. But yeah, I mean, like, through the first two episodes, like I said, there's not like a ton of scares that I'm seeing. Like, nothing's really scaring me a ton, but it's interesting. And honestly, they're only 20 to 30 minute episodes, you know, like 25 to 30 minute episodes. So you can get through them really, really quick here. You don't have to invest like a whole hour into watching them. And you know, for the Halloween season, you know, not everybody's looking for like grotesque, gory things that we're looking for, like later tonight. Like, you know, look for our review of The Ruins on the Front Row Network. But I just think, yeah, this one's just kind of really good. You know, like, it's really fun, and I'm having a ball with it through the first two episodes here, and I think you would too. So I'm going to highly recommend it here. So the first two episodes, usually in full disclosure, we give our whatever out of 10. I'd give the first two episodes kind of a 7 out of 10. I think that I'm having a lot of fun, but I'm really anxious to see if they keep building a general storyline, or if they're all just kind of standalone stuff, like Monster of the Week type things. All right, that's going to do it for this little mini full disclosure review of Truth Seekers episodes 1 and 2 on Amazon. You can find Truth Seekers on Amazon Prime and Amazon Video Direct. And again, I really hope you do, because it's just kind of a fun Halloween thing that you can do that doesn't need to necessarily be scary. All right, if you've been listening to MonsterCast all month, you know that we've just bombarded you with content, but we are almost done. Later on today, you're going to hear my review of all 28 of the Huluween. Yes, I know. All 28 of the Huluween shorts from their bite-sized horror film festival this year. And then you're going to hear Sarah and myself doing the final MonsterCast horror film spotlight, as I said, on The Ruins. And that will close out MonsterCast 2020, an insane amount of content. Thank you so much for listening to this mini review of Truth Seekers. Again, go find it on Amazon Prime. I'm Jeremy Gechner, and as always, we will see you in the front row. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Front Row Network, a proud Community Voices member of National Public Radio Illinois. For more from the Front Row Network, including our articles or our other dozens of shows, visit thefrontrownetwork.com or nprillinois.org/programs/frontrownetwork. You can also find us on social media by searching for the Front Row Network on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, and on Twitter @FrontRowReviews with a Z.